Hey everyone, this is Master Dan. We're going to continue our nursing learning. Right now, we're going to discuss about oncology nursing. So, it has been requested by a lot of students, Sir, let's talk about cancer. So now, Master Dan will discuss one of the most confusing cancer, which we call this lymphoma. So let's start first. What are the risk factors of cancer? Yun ang muna natin i-discuss. So when we say risk factors of cancer, these are the probable cause na pwede kayo magka-cancer. So ang mnemonic ni Sir Dan dito ay Gatorades. Again, just remember Gatorades. G, genetics. A, alcohol. T, tobacco. O, occupation. R, race. A, age. D, diet. E, exposure to radiation or external stimuli. S, smoking. Or, this is your stress. And the last one, S, is the sex. Magdidepende ang cancer kung anong sex. So, when we say cancer, there is this cancer that very hard to differentiate. This is what we call the lymphoma. So, when we say lymphoma, there's a cancer in the lymph nodes. Not like leukemia. Leukemia is cancer of the blood. Lymphoma is cancer of the lymph nodes. So, sir, bakit ang hirap para sa amin maintindihan ang lymphoma? Because may dalawang lymphoma po tayo, guys. So, just remember, may tinatawag tayong Hodgkin's disease. Yung isa naman, tinatawag natin non-Hodgkin's disease. Ayan. So, when we say Hodgkin's and non-Hodgkin's, tingin sa harap, pareho sila. May be caused by your Epstein-Barr virus. Pareho daw. Pwede sila maging caused by Epstein-Barr virus. Sir, virus yan, bakit siya naging cancer? Because this virus will attack our B cells. Once it attacks the B cells will mutate to lymphoma. That is why ito na virus is very high ang probability na mag-lead tayo sa lymphoma. Pero sir, ano ang difference between Hodgkin's and non-Hodgkin's? Napaka-easy po. Let's start with the first one. Pag sinabi niyong Hodgkin's, common to affects young adult. Pero ang non-Hodgkin's, common to sa mga matatanda. Ano pa, sir? Ang Hodgkin's, guys, meron daw siyang presence of Reed-Sternberg cells. So, pag i-check mo to, makikita na may mga Reed-Sternberg cells ay Hodgkin's yan. Pero pag check mo sa non-Hodgkin's, wala pong manonotice ng Reed-Sternberg cells. Next, ano pa ang difference, sir? Easy pa. Pag sinabi mong Hodgkin's disease, ang kanyang lymph nodes located to sa chest and above. Pwede sa neck, pwede dito sa kilikili area, pwede sa chest area. So, nasa chest and above ang location ng affected lymph nodes. However, pag sinabi nyo, ay, non-Hodgkin's, malala yan, sir, no? Oo, mas malala. Because it will affect the entire body. Hindi lang sa chest and above, pwede sa groin, pwede sa inguinal, all over the body, pwede maapektuhan ang lymph nodes niya. Next, ang spread ng ating lymphoma, pag binabasa nyo to sa book, sinasabi dyan contiguous. Ibig sabihin, connected. Ibig sabihin, continuous. So, sunod-sunod. Nag-start sa neck, going here, going here, going here. So, it is contiguous. Tuloy-tuloy. However, ang ating non-Hodgkin's disease, ang spread daw is non-contiguous. Ibig sabihin, unpredictable kahit saan. Nandito yung isa, nandito sa singit ng isa, nasa likod ng isa. So, that is what we call the non-Hodgkin's. It's non-contiguous. So, next. Pag sinabi nyo, ay, anong prognosis ng ating Hodgkin's disease, sir? Pag ang Hodgkin's disease, guys, it is good prognosis. Mas madali siyang i-treat. Compare mo sa non-Hodgkin's na mas mahirap i-treat. Bakit? Number one, common siya sa mga matanda. Number two, ang dami ng lymph nodes involved. Number three, hindi mo na ma-pinpoint kung saan yung lymph nodes na affected. Next, sir, what are the signs of lymphoma? Palagi nilalabas sa exam, painless enlarged lymph nodes. Again, pag nakita nyo to sa choices, painless enlarged lymph nodes, magduda na kayo na lymphoma yan kasi that is the hallmark. Nagkakaroon sila ng painless enlarged lymph nodes. Pero aside from that, ano pa? Nagkakaroon sila ng persistent fever, drenching night sweats, and unexplained weight loss. Sir, paano ba natin i-confirm ang ating lymphoma? Ay, madali lang. Magbabiopsy lang. And remember, there are three types of biopsy. Meron tayong needle biopsy. This is done through aspiration. Second, incisional biopsy. Pag sinabi nyo incisional biopsy, hindi mo nilabas lahat ng tumor. Kumuha ka lang ng konti at yun ang ibabiopsy. Pero ang third type is the excisional biopsy. Ang excisional biopsy, kinuha mo lahat ng tumor at ibabiopsy. So, Seb, paano ba natin i-manage ang lymphoma? Number one, surgery. Tatanggalin natin yung lymphoma. Kasi pag hindi mo tinanggal yung tumor, tuloy-tuloy pa rin siya sa paglaki. Second, radiation therapy. Important things about radiation therapy. Number one, how far are you from the source? 6 feet away. Next, ano ang mga food bawal? We're talking about radiation, ha? Ano mga important things about radiation sa body sum? Anong food bawal sa patient? Bawal sila fresh and uncooked. Ano pa? Ay, lalagay natin sila sa reverse isolation. I-flush nila ang toilet 2 to 3 times. Don't forget that 2 to 3 times. Si nurse dapat naka-wear ng lead apron. May feel much. Ano pa? Sa chemotherapy. Aside sa radiation, pwede siya i-chemotherapy. Aside from that, immunotherapy. Boosting the immune system. Alright, thank you so much for listening. We're done discussing with lymphoma. If you like the video, please repost the video and follow me back. If you have any requests, just message me if you have any request topics. Thank you so much and see you in my next video. Bye everyone!